We're back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Well, the University of Michigan leading a NASA satellite project that improves or will improve our ability to predict extreme weather events like hurricanes. The idea is to use a group of satellites to track ocean winds, and it gets much more complicated from there. To get at least a peripheral understanding of how the system will work, I'm joined by Christopher Ruff, the principal investigator in the project and a University of Michigan professor of atmospheric and oceanic and space sciences and electrical engineering and computer sciences. Chris, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.
It seems like you've covered it all, just throwing biological sciences, and you've got them all covered, right?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, that's right.
So tell me, is it just a matter of perception and news coverage, or have we in fact been seeing a real spike in hurricanes and other severe weather events in the U.S. over the past several years?
Well, I think we notice more when they are more frequent and don't pay as much attention when they're less frequent, so I think some of it is just a matter of perception.
I see. So let's look at what we have so far. I mean, right now we've had several hurricane warnings this year in Michigan. One touchdown in Dexter.
Tornadoes you're talking about.
Tornadoes, yep. I'm sorry about that. So in terms of those kinds of extreme weather conditions, is there any way to predict, at least on the tornado end, that they're going to happen other than just looking at the general conditions and saying that we're ripe for one?
Yeah, I think with tornadoes, that's really all we can do right now is look at the general conditions and see when they're going to happen. Thing with hurricanes, which is what this new mission is focused on, not tornadoes. With hurricanes, it's a little bit more straightforward to do the forecast and predict when they're going to occur because they're so much bigger that it takes longer for them to develop.
Now, we have so many satellites right now tracking, wind conditions, weather conditions. You can go online and see exactly what the radar looks like. How much more accurate, how much more closely are you going to be able to track these wind conditions with under this new NASA satellite project?
Right. The wind conditions are tracked very well over land right now with all the radars that you can see on land. But what we're more interested in with this mission is what's happening far out in the ocean where those radars aren't available. And there's only a few of them on satellites now. And there was one, the most popular one, the most commonly used one, that just failed a couple of years ago. And there hasn't been a replacement sent up. So we're hoping to take its place soon.
Now, the idea then, I mean, the visibility you're saying is going to be just as we have now, but these satellites will be able to triangulate and focus in on specific weather patterns and stick to them?
That's right, but this new one, it makes the measurements in a new way, and we think that it's going to work much better. The old version that failed a couple of years ago, they can only see the edges of the hurricane, but they're not able to get right down in the middle near the eye where the real action is and where you need to see in order to forecast what's going to happen in the future. And this new technique that we're going to be flying soon is able to penetrate through the heavy, heavy rain right near the eye and see what's happening in the middle.
As you know, this is from satellite images, you're saying?
Yes, that's right.
And by looking closer at what's happening in the eye, you're saying that you're going to be able to predict more clearly the direction of where that hurricane is heading?
Well, actually, the direction is the easy part. We've been getting better and better at predicting the direction and where it's going and where it's going to make landfall over the last 20 years with satellites. What we haven't gotten any better at all in the last 20 years is predicting how strong it's going to be when it makes landfall. Predicting the intensity, and that's the big breakthrough that we're hoping for with this new satellite.
I see. Well, now, from what I understand, then the intensity rises typically as it approaches land. Is that always the case then?
No, absolutely not. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, sometimes it stays the same. It's impossible to predict just from past behavior. We really need to make measurements of what's happening in the middle and model the development of the thermodynamic forces in the middle of the hurricane to be able to predict what's going to happen.
As you know, doesn't the speed, though, change? Can't it change dramatically over even several hours or an hour or so?
Yeah, usually not an hour, but certainly 12 to 24 hours, it can change dramatically. That's right. And that's exactly the kind of change that we're trying to understand better with this satellite.
And how inaccurate is our predictive ability now, and how much more accurate, if you can give me an understanding of it, will it be under this this new system that we're going to put up in the sky?
Right. Well, there's several different ways of measuring the intensity and the skill and forecast of the intensity. The standard way of doing it is looking at how much lower the air pressure is in the middle of the eye relative to the regular air pressure far from the hurricane. And that pressure in the middle of the eye is typically 5% or so lower than normal. And the error in predicting that could be as big as 50% without the satellite. And with it, we think that we're going to get down quite a bit lower than that so that we can track the low air pressure in the middle. And it's that low air pressure is what drives much of the energy in the hurricane's wind speed.
I want to double back to the idea that extreme weather conditions are now increasing. Obviously, there's a theory that global warming is leading to more extreme, more erratic weather conditions. Is that in fact understood to be the case?
Well, it's probably the case. I don't think we have hard evidence or hard data to back that up, but just sort of common scientific sense argues that that should happen because the energy from the hurricanes comes from the warmth of the water, and it's clear that the water is getting warmer, so there's every reason to believe that there should maybe not be more hurricanes, but the hurricanes that we have should be stronger. That's right.
Okay, but you're saying scientifically, right at this point in time, there's no clear consensus that we have more extreme weather conditions now than we had 10, 20 years ago.
It's because of the occurrence of things like hurricanes and tornadoes is somewhat chaotic. And exactly when they happen and how large they are depends on many variables that are all happening and, at the same time and kind of counteracting each other. So on average, over hundreds of years, you'd have enough statistics to say conclusively something like that. But over 5 or 10 or 15 years, it's much more difficult just because there's more scatter in the data.
I know there have been attempts, I guess you could call them, to potentially even alter weather conditions. Even though we're going to be able to more accurately predict hurricanes, is there any prospect from your view that we can begin to potentially alter conditions that at an early stage that may end up, we might view them as potentially, deadly to human populations?
To do something to
prevent
the hurricane from
occurring? Well, to alter any, because I know, for example, there have been efforts to alter weather conditions when it comes to, to forming storms, for example, or at least I believe that to be the case. But ultimately, right. You're saying that there's no prospect of actually being able to change potential weather conditions.
Not for something like hurricanes. I mean, there's such large weather systems that cause them to happen. There's no, immediate quick thing that we could do to influence that realistically. Right now we're really focusing on improving our ability to predict where they're going to go and how strong they're going to be so we have more advanced warning to tell people when or if they should evacuate on the coastline. That's where our focus is.
I see, but the directionality, even now, when we see a pattern, it seems to spread. They'll have the hurricane at one location. They'll give you a variance of where it's going to hit land. It could be, hundreds of miles at some point. That type of predictability, you're saying, is about as accurate as we can get. The only thing we're going to gain is essentially the speed that it's going to hit.
That's the part of the problem that we're addressing with our new satellite system. I mean, there's other types of research going on to improve the prediction of where it's going to go, where the hurricane track is, and where the landfall will occur. But those are broader problems than just a single satellite can solve. Just the nature of what influences the direction of a hurricane is much broader than the nature of what influences its intensity.
Gotcha. And these are, 8 satellites going up?
That's right. There's 8 small satellites in a constellation.
And you're going to be able to then maneuver them to basically track a hurricane as it's moving?
Well, no, we'll maneuver them so that they're spread out uniformly over the tropics, and that way we'll be able to track hurricanes no matter where they are. That's the way we're going about it.
I see. Okay, Christopher Ruff, principal investigator in this project, the NASA Satellite Project. He's a University of Michigan professor of atmospheric, oceanic, and space sciences and electrical engineering and computer sciences. Chris, thanks for joining us on WILS.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.